The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 7, texts number 17 and 18, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 22, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 7, texts number 17 and 18.
Dakle, čitam Srimad Bhagavatam, pesma 1. glava 7. maja, tekst 17-18.
Iti om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Iti priyang bhagu vichitra jalpai.
Iti priyang bhagu vichitra jalpai.
Sasantyayat vachuta mitra suta. Anvadravadanshita ugradanva.
Anvadravadanshita ugradanva.
Katvidvajo guru putrang ratena.
Katvidvajo guru putrang ratena.
Iti priyang vagu vichitra jalpai.
Iti priyang vagu vichitra jalpai.
Sasantvayet vachuta mitra suta. Anvadravadanshita ugradhanva.
Anvadravadanshita ugradhanva.
Kapidvajo guru putrang ratena.
Kapidvajo guru putrang ratena.
Translation. Arjuna, who is guided by the infallible Lord as a friend and driver, thus satisfied the dear lady by such statements. Then he dressed in armor and armed himself with furious weapons, and getting into his chariot, he set out to follow Ashvatthama, the son of his martial teacher. Text 18. Tam apatantang savilakshadhurat kumara kovigna manaratena paradravat prana paripshur urdvang yavadgamang drudavayad yatakaha. Ashvatthama, the murderer of the princes, seeing from a great distance Arjuna coming at him with great speed, fled in his chariot, panic-stricken, just to save his life, as Brahma fled in fear from Shiva. Purport. According to the reading matter, either ka or arka, there are two references in the Puranas. Ka means Brahma, who once became allured by his daughter and began to follow her, which infuriated Shiva, who attacked Brahma with his trident. Brahmaji fled in fear of his life. As far as Arka is concerned, there is a reference in the Vamana Purana. There was a demon by the name Vidyun Mali, who was gifted with a glowing golden airplane, which traveled to the back of the sun, and night disappeared because of the glowing effulgence of this plane. Thus the sun god became angry, and with his virulent rays he melted the plain. This enraged Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva then attacked the sun god, who fled away and at last fell down at Kashi, Varanasi, and the place became famous as Lolarka.
Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Parakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, sagrajatam sahagana raghunatan vitam tam sajivam sadaitam savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, this is the amazing contribution of the Vedic literature. There are various scriptures in the world. This is the Bible, the Quran. But here in the Vedic scriptures, we have this concept, it's described here. Achyuta Mitra Sutta. That the Supreme Lord becomes the friend. In most of the religious cultures of the world, God is some big, almighty, powerful, heavy-duty person. You just have to bow down and on reverence.
В большинстве религий Бог это могущественная личность, перед которой все должны только поклоняться.
And certainly we do that. We bow down to Krishna with awe and reverence.
И конечно мы это делаем.
But when one becomes purified by bowing down with awe and reverence,
но когда человек очищается тем, что он регулярно поклоняется с уважением,
becomes completely free from all material desires,
и он становится свободным полностью от всех материальных желаний,
then one can be elevated to a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord.
Тогда человек возвышается на тот уровень, когда у него могут быть близкие отношения с Господом,
as a personal companion.
И он становится как личный спутник.
As a parent of the Lord, he will play the part of being your child.
И, например, он может, вы можете стать родителями Господа, и он может играть роль вашего сына.
Or one can even have a conjugal relationship, have the Lord as one's personal lover.
И у вас могут быть такие отношения, как между супругами, и Господь может стать вашим возлюбленным.
So this is the unique contribution of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. The line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one can go all the way to even do a conjugal rasa with the Supreme Lord.
Что любой человек может возвыситься даже до таких любовных отношений, супружеских отношений с Господом.
Of course, in the spiritual world, there are many, many planets, many, many universes.
Конечно, в духовном мире очень много вселенных, много духовных планет.
It's described in the Brahma Samhita, in chapter 5, text 32.
И в Брахма Самхите 5:32 это описано.
There's an infinite number of universes in the spiritual world.
В духовном мире бесконечное количество вселенных.
And in all these different planets and universes, the Supreme Lord is worshipped with great awe and reverence.
И на всех этих планетах, во всех этих вселенных, Господу поклоняются с большим уважением.
Except on one planet, that is called the Krishna Loka planet.
И кроме одной планеты, эта планета называется Кришна Лока.
There, all the formalities of awe and reverence are dispensed with.
На этой планете все формальности по отношению к поклонению, они их нет.
Actually, on that planet, Krishna has a special potency called Yoga Maya.
И на этой планете у Кришны особое могущество, называется Йога Майя.
And he pulls the curtain of Yoga Maya over the consciousness of all the devotees there.
Could you repeat?
He pulls the curtain of Yoga Maya to cover their consciousness.
И на этой планете он раздвигает занавески Йога Майи, которые покрывают сознание всех живых существ.
Because all the inhabitants of the spiritual world, they know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, He's God.
Потому что все живые существа, они в духовном мире знают, что Кришна это верховная личность Бога.
And they all bow down to him with great awe and reverence. But Krishna wants something different. And simply being worshipped all day. He wants to have some variety of relationships. Even in this world, we see this tendency is there. During the reign of Queen Victoria, one of her prime ministers was that Prime Minister Gladstone. And one day, some big important person, he was coming for an appointment with Prime Minister Gladstone. So he was waiting. It was well beyond the time for the appointment. He was still waiting outside for the Prime Minister to call him in. It was getting later and later and later. He just couldn't understand, why is the Prime Minister not inviting me in for the appointment? It's very, very beyond the appointment time. Finally, he could not hold back his curiosity any longer. He decided to peek through that keyhole. And what did he see in the Prime Minister's office? The Prime Minister was crawling around on his hands and knees. With his grandson sitting on his back. The grandson was going, giddy up. He was playing the horse for his little grandson, you see. Here he is, the most powerful person, practically the most powerful politician in the whole world at that time. Very powerful politician, you see. Everyone treated him with great awe and reverence. Oh, the mighty Prime Minister, you see. And he was getting tired of that, you see, being worshipped by everyone. Yes, sir. He found a very special sweetness in being a horse for his grandson. So this same quality is there in God, you see. He appreciates all the awe and reverence that his thousands and millions of devotees give to him. But he enjoys variety just like everybody else. So the Lord, in order to have so many varieties of tastes of relationships, He places those devotees who are most elevated and most pure into that place where everyone forgets that Krishna is God. So it is a very special atmosphere. You may say, well, if they don't know He's God, then where is the Krishna consciousness? But actually they're more Krishna conscious than the inhabitants of the other planets. It's Krishna mania going on constantly, you see. Krishna mania. I remember I was a young kid in high school when the Beatles hit, you see, when they hit American culture. It was really Beatlemania. It was really the girls were going mad over the Beatles. I'd be riding on the bus, you know, from school back to home in the afternoon. And all you could hear were the girls talking, well, which one do you like, Bessel? I like John. No, I like George. It was just nonstop Beatle guitar the whole way. Beatle mania. Everyone was mad over the Beatles. So the spiritual world is something like that, but it's Krishna mania, you see. Everyone's talking about Krishna did this, Krishna said that, Krishna was dressed like this, he was wearing that, he ate this. Every little detail, they're talking about Krishna and all the things that he's doing, you see. They don't realize that he's God because they're under that yoga maya curtain. But yet their meditation on Krishna by this loving relationship of transcendental pastimes is more intense, more powerful, more amazing than even the most powerful meditation of the mystic yogis.
Но их медитация на игры Господа постоянная, она более могущественная, чем медитация йогов.
They have achieved the perfection of samadhi, or ecstatic absorption in thoughts of the Lord.
И они достигают совершенно самадхи, или полного погружения в мыслях о Господе.
So this is the great blessing of this Krishna consciousness movement.
И это великое благословение.
Which is manifested in the form of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by our beloved Srila
Prabhupada.
His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jakacharja Astatarasadashi Srimad. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. You see. This movement gives the members of it the facility to actually go to that Krishna Loka planet.
И члены этого движения получают возможность попасть на Кришна Локу.
And enter into an intimate personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
И войти в личные отношения с Верховной Личностью.
There are many churches, temples, synagogues throughout the world, you see. And they teach people to bow down to God with awe and reverence. And that's very good. But they don't teach people how they can, about the higher relationships that one can have with God.
Но они не учат о высших отношениях, которые могут у человека быть с Господом.
This is why we recommend that all the preachers, ministers, rabbis, imams, they should all come here and get training so they can go back to their churches, temples, synagogues, and mosques and give a higher level understanding to all of the members of their churches.
И поэтому мы приглашаем представителей разных церквей приходить к нам и учиться, как получать эти высшие отношения, и потом, чтобы они могли вернуться в свои церкви, синагоги, храмы и учить это дальше.
We don't say that they have to become Hare Krishna devotees.
Мы не говорим, что они должны стать преданными Харе Кришна.
But we do recommend that they all come and they study Prabhupada's books and they understand the science of bhakti as Prabhupada is explaining it here.
Но мы рекомендуем, чтобы они приходили, изучали книги Прабхупады и понимали бхакти так, как это учил Шрила Прабхупада.
In this way, they can do a much better job as priests, rabbis, ministers, and imams.
И таким образом они будут более совершенно совершать свое служение как представители.
Muslim imams, you know?
Имамы, да, имамы в мусульманстве либо в священнике христианстве.
Actually, it's already happening.
На самом деле это уже происходит.
I remember I was at our temple in Dallas and there was one Christian minister who comes there regularly to learn about the science of bhakti so he can go back and give better sermons to his congregation.
Я помню, когда я находился в Далласе, и там тогда приходил один священнослужитель из христианской церкви и регулярно посещал наши классы, и потом он дальше эти знания давал в церкви.
And I, on my e-course, I had a Baptist minister from North Carolina also.
И на моем e-курсе, курсе в интернете, есть служитель баптист.
He would read Prabhupada's books.
Который читает.
And then he would write his sermons for to give at church on Sunday morning in a much more enlightened way.
И он читает книги Прабхупады, и тогда в служении по воскресеньям происходит более возвышенном уровне.
In fact, he was so enlivened, he would send me a copy of his sermon that he was going to deliver on Sunday morning to show me how he is introducing Prabhupada's teachings into the Christian people. Actually, he got so enlivened from reading Prabhupada's books, he ended up taking initiation. I don't think the members of his church know. He's an undercover Hare Krishna. So this is very, very powerful knowledge that Prabhupada has given. Those persons who take advantage of this knowledge, they will become supremely happy in this life. They will achieve a state of consciousness beyond all forms of suffering and anxiety.
Они достигают такого уровня сознания, который вне любых страданий.
And that happiness will do nothing but increase, increase, increase throughout their life.
И это счастье постоянно увеличивается, увеличивается в течение всей жизни.
So we encourage all of you who are here today with us.
И мы вдохновляем всех, которые сегодня с нами.
To take very seriously this process of Krishna consciousness. Because if you do so, we can absolutely guarantee you. You will find it to be astonishingly wonderful. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
And if they say, well, we read your books, you read our books. Like, if they say, like
I've already read their books, I have no problem. Yeah. I grew up in that church. I already read those books.
Like, but if they say to devotees, what should devotees do?
Что преданные должны делать, если на нашу рекомендацию читать книги Прабхупады, представители других церквей отвечают нам, хорошо, но тогда вы читайте и наши книги.
Actually, you asked them, my dear sir, yes, tell me what is your understanding of the science of God.
На самом деле вы спрашиваете, уважаемый господин, скажите, каково ваше понимание, наука понимание о том, кем является Господь?
Then whatever they understand which is proper according to Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, then we say, oh, it's very good.
И все, что согласуется с Бхагавад-гитой Кришны, на все это мы говорим, о, прекрасно.
So whatever understanding they have that is correct, then you appreciate it very much. Yes, very good, very good.
И все, что то понимание, которое является правильным, это вы оцениваете, говорите очень хорошо.
It's like I was having breakfast with some young men who were in the seminary studying to be Catholic priests.
У меня был завтрак с молодым человеком, который из студент.
They attended my lecture, and then we had breakfast. There was a whole bunch of them. We had a breakfast with them in our Los Angeles temple. So we appreciate whatever understanding they have that is correct. It turned out that these young priests, actually, you know, young seminary students, they were actually Mayavadis. It's amazing that Mayavadi philosophy now is being accepted by Catholic priests. So we don't deny the impersonal conception, you see. But we explain to them the difference between Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, and Bhagavan realization. They were very amazed by them.
Мы объясняем различия между пониманием Брахман, Параматмы и Бхагавана.
So whatever they have that is good, we appreciate that very much.
Все, что правильно в их понимании, это мы оцениваем.
Then we show them how they can become even more enlivened in their God consciousness.
И мы им показываем, как они могут еще более вдохновиться в этом понимании Бога.
Personally, I have already read their books. I grew up as a Christian.
На самом деле, я уже читал все эти книги, потому что я рос как христианин.
So I can show them how to get a deeper understanding from their Bible.
Поэтому я могу им показать, как они могут понимать, иметь более глубокое понимание Библии.
Does that answer your question sufficiently? Okay. All right. Question. Yeah.
You mentioned that there are facilities for every member of ISKCON to get to the Krishna Loka.
Yes, yes.
And but there are different members in our society. Some members are very active within the temple, but some of the members they live far away from the temple, and probably they practice they practice Krishna consciousness daily. They organize namahatas, etc. Mm-hmm. So is there any difference if, let's say, one is not actively participating in the temple, and does it somehow restricts or hinders his chance to get to the Krishna Loka?
So, Prabhupada one time explained, this question was raised in Hawaii many years ago. Because there's many devotees in the temple. Also, many devotees just left the temple and they were, you know, had their own separate... They became separated from the temple. So they probably wanted to know, you know, what is the position of those devotees who don't participate in the temple, they just live independently. So Srila Prabhupada compared it to the stock exchange. Anybody can, you know, buy and sell stocks. But if you really want to get into the you know, really want to get into trading, you go to the stock exchange. That's where you can you get full facilities for trading.
Если вы хотите действительно сделками заниматься серьезно, тогда вы должны отправляться в биржу.
So the temple, that is the stock exchange in devotional service.
Вы получаете все возможности, и храм это как эта биржа.
As soon as you walk in here, there's unlimited opportunities for loving exchange with devotees.
И как только вы заходите сюда, тут безграничное количество возможностей.
One can practice at home independently. But there's not so many there's not as many opportunities for loving exchange with Vaishnavas as we find here in the temple.
Но дома просто нет так много возможностей обмениваться отношениями, которые наполнены любовью.
Therefore, we encourage those who live outside the temple to operate your home as a satellite of the temple. To make your home an extension of the temple. Just like you mentioned a Namahat program, you see. You can preach to people in your home and then bring them here. So in this way, everyone should be connected with the temple. Because this is where the action is, as we used to say in the 60s. Any other question? Yeah.
There is a certain point at which they can render devotional service. Bhagavatam says that Mayavadis are complete impersonalists, and the question is if there is a certain point at which they can render devotional service, then how, being complete impersonalists, they can do that? Who is the person that they render service to?
Well, actually, there's two kinds of impersonalists. There's the Mayavadis and there's the impersonalists. Mayavadi, they are envious of God. But the impersonalists, they're Brahmavadi, they are also known. They have simply advanced to that level of understanding. Example is Shukadeva Goswami. There's Brahmavadi and Mayavadi.
Yeah. Brahmavadi,
they are both impersonalists.
But regarding Brahmavadis, they advance to the level.
The Brahmavadi, they can progress to become Vaishnava.
Brahmavadi.
The Mayavadi, they are envious, they will not.
Имперсоналисты Брамавади, они могут достигнуть того уровня, на котором они могут превратиться в вайшнавах. Майявади не могут, потому что они завидуют Господу.
The Brahmavadis, they have simply advanced to the point of an impersonal understanding of God.
Брамавади могут возвыситься до того уровня, когда они получают имперсональное, безличное понимание Господа.
But they are not envious. Two examples, Sukadeva Goswami. Within the womb, he was Brahman realized. But then he heard his father from outside the womb vibrating Srimad Bhagavatam. And he advanced from the Brahma. He advanced from Brahmavadi to Bhagavanvadi.
Brahmavadi to Bhagavanvadi.
He came out of the womb as a full-on Vaishnava.
И
Similarly, the four Kumaras, they were Brahma buddies. But by smelling the incense offered to the Lord, the bhakti was awakened within their hearts. So someone who is espousing impersonal philosophy, they may be Mayavadi or Brahmavadi. You don't really know until you preach to them a little bit. They could just be an innocent person who is seeking spiritual knowledge, and that's all they've heard so far is the impersonal philosophy. That means they are Brahmavadi class. Or they could be someone who thinks, yes, I want to be God. And I will do everything I can to establish that I am God. They are Mayavadi. Yeah.
If there is Namahata that is fully separated from the temple, and although everything is done properly, there are lectures, there are books, mm-hmm. but does this Namahata affect properly those who attend this Namahata?
Well, the GBC has made a ruling on this.
The GBC is...
They actually encourage Namahat preaching. Because the movement can grow and expand, and there should be Namahats in every town and village throughout the whole planet. But those should be under the auspices of the GBC. That's the way the resolution is now in the books. The meaning of being an ISKCON means, you see, our society has the governing body commission, GBC, which is the oversees all everything that's going on. So being part of ISKCON means voluntarily accepting the authority of the GBC.
Находиться в Исконе, это значит добровольно принять верховенство GBC.
So any for Namahat to be considered part of our movement, they have to be subordinate to the instructions from your local GBC men here in Latvia.
Любая Намахата, чтобы являться таковой, она должна принимать руководство, наставление от местного.
If they're completely independent, just doing whatever they want, they don't listen to any higher authority, then they're not really part of our movement. We welcome the chant Hare Krishna. But we extended them our loving kindness so that they will feel encouraged to reciprocate with us. Prabhupada did not want us to split into a bunch of small little preaching units. That's what happened to the Gaudiya Math after Bhaktisiddhanta disappeared. Prabhupada wants that all of his followers should remain united under the GBC.
все последователи были объединены GBC.
Why is that?
Почему?
There's two reasons.
Две причины.
It's good for your Krishna consciousness.
Хорошо для вашего сознания Кришны.
The more we stick together, we become strengthened and empowered in our own Krishna consciousness.
Чем больше мы вместе, чем больше мы получаем силы от собственного сознания Кришны.
And number two, by sticking together that way, then we have more power for attracting, for guiding the entire planet out of chaos.
И другая причина, чем больше мы вместе, тем больше у нас возможности, сила вывести планету из этого хаоса.
Does that answer your question, Mataji?
Если польза рассматривать живых существа, признаки Майявади, и изучать их, будет ли вливаться это духовным прогрессом? Может быть, что-то другое нужно изучать в это время?
Should we, so, is there any value of studying the science of being Mayavadi in any living being? Probably we should study something else instead of. Should we be trained to see the science of Mayavadi in other, shown in other people?
What is the business of a doctor?
Чем занимается доктор?
To make a patient healthy, right?
Он излечивает пациента.
So does that mean he is only conscious of health?
Значит ли это, что он все время думает только о здоровье?
No, he becomes very, very conscious of diseases.
Нет, он очень обращает внимание на болезни.
Isn't it?
Не так ли?
So, if you want to actually be a soul doctor,
если вы хотите быть доктором души,
if you want to be a true Vedic psychologist, you see,
если вы хотите быть истинным ведическим психологом,
who can help people become psychologically together, you see, then you should know intimately well all the types of psychological abnormalities. Hedonism, Mayavadiism, you know, list goes on and on. So that you can actually bring that person out of their diseased, abnormal psychological state. Make them a whole person once again. Right now, the psychological state of this planet is everyone's fragmented. They've, you know, they're like, people are fragmented.
Психологическое состояние людей на этой планете в том, что они такие разделенные.
It's like Humpty Dumpty, you know. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and he had a big fall. And it's like Humpty Dumpty civilization, you know.
В книжке «Алиса в стране чудес» там есть такое, я не знаю, как по-русски, этот Олень-Полень, странное такое существо.
So our mission is to make everyone psychologically whole, to bring them back together.
Наша миссия в том, чтобы психологически человек обрел целостность.
So, one last question. Any last, one last question?
Вопрос. Откуда берется религиозная нетерпимость?
Intolerance.
Where does religious intolerance come from?
Because it comes from the illusion that there's that religion is too, is plural.
Это приходит от неправильного понимания и иллюзии того, что религий много.
Easy. If one thinks religion is plural, religions, then there is naturally religious intolerance comes out of that.
Если человек думает, что есть религия, это многочислительная религия.
You know, it's a subtle thing. My religion is better than your religion. Ha 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 ha.
Это очень такая тонкая вещь, как только тогда, значит, моя религия, а твоя религия, ха ха ха.
But the plurality of religion is an illusion.
Но это иллюзия видеть, что есть много религий.
Экадхарма. There's one religion only.
Есть только одна религия.
Now let's become a pure lover of God. You see? And anyone can do that. A Christian can do that, a Jew, a Muslim, a Sikh, a Jain, anyone, if they develop pure love for that Supreme Person who is the source of all existence, then we accept that person as a first-class religious man.
Источник всего принимает как верховную личность, тогда он становится человеком первого класса.
So now our time has definitely run out.
Наше время закончилось.
So I thank you all very much for so kindly coming today to hear from this wonderful wisdom that Prabhupada is giving us.
Спасибо всем, что вы пришли сегодня, что послали слушать эту мудрость, которую Прабхупада нам.
Grantharad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Great Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Dikari Ki
Jai.